Fast food workers caught a break today. We'll have details. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 12th of July. Thanks for clicking through. For so long, the inventory of homes for sale continued to be low, and that lack of supply increased prices nationwide. Well, that could now be changing. Tech stocks roll again today. We'll check the numbers in just a bit. What happens when you have a sales promotion that's too good? Speaking of sales promotions, Prime Day is nearly here. Airlines are getting worried about the high cost of fuel. Papa John's is wondering what to do now. Those stories and more, along with a small business spotlight on great vibrations, and then City View with stuff to do in the metro. Stay with us. The Business News is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Aurion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Aurion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Aurion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AUREON.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through. Well, big news for some fast food workers today. If you were with us earlier in the week, you heard about the no poaching program employed by many fast food locations. Basically, the employment agreement workers signed would not allow them to go to work for another franchise owner who might pay more. Well, today we learned seven major restaurant chains, including Arby's, Carl's Jr., McDonald's, and Jimmy John's, have agreed to drop this hiring practice that critics say may be keeping tens of thousands of fast food workers locked in low-wage jobs. Under the agreements with Washington State, the companies have pledged to remove so-called no-poach clauses from their contracts with franchisees. The provisions prohibit workers, for example, at one Carl's Jr. franchise, to go to work to another Carl's Jr., even if they pay more. In addition to stripping the clauses from existing franchise contracts in Washington, the seven chains have also vowed not to enforce them nationwide. This is a move that affects workers, tens of thousands of them, at all kinds of stores. The clauses cannot be included, new, and renewed in deals either. So there you have it. Big news for fast food workers. The most competitive and tightest housing market in decades might just be loosening its grip, and that could put pressure on overheated home prices. The supply of homes for sale in the second quarter of 2018, that's the all-important spring market, rose at three times the rate of the same period in 2017. That's all according to Trula, a real estate listing and research company. The inventory jump was the largest quarterly improvement in 3 years and could be signaling a slight thaw in today's very hot housing market, but it's just a start. The supply of homes for sale is still down 5.3% compared to a year ago. Still, all real estate is local, and some markets are seeing greater relief. 30 of the nation's 100 largest cities, including New York, Miami, and Los Angeles, now have more supply than a year ago. Of course, the increase is a double-edged sword. Supplies are increasing because sales are slowing, and sales are slowing because, Well, prices are too darn high. In New York City, the median household must spend 65% of its income to buy a home. In Los Angeles, it takes 59%. Experts say the danger level is at 40% of income. Well, Build-A-Bear was forced to shut down a deal that allowed customers to pay their age for bears after chaos overtook malls across the United States. Today, Build-A-Bear was set to celebrate a Pay Your Age Day in the U.S., Canada, and in the United Kingdom. Now, customers had the chance to purchase a stuffed animal and pay only their age for the day. Kids were able to pay just a few dollars for stuffed bears, while adults' fees were capped at $29. The bears usually fall in the 20 to 35 range. However, the event had to be cut short after stores descended in what the company is calling chaos. Huge lines developed early on, and people were waiting to get in and out of stores for hours. And of course, frustrated people got angry and took to social media to scold the company. Amazon Prime Day is coming, and a whole bunch of retailers are jumping the gun. One good thing about the forthcoming Amazon Day 2018 is the shopping bonanza that's prompted other retailers to launch competing Black Friday in July sales of their own. For example, Kohl's and Macy's are running huge promotions right now that don't specifically mention Amazon Prime Day, but they clearly are aimed at preempting Amazon's big sales event. How big? Walmart has some amazing deals in a new summer sale. For example, several TVs are cheaper than they were on Black Friday last year at Walmart right now. Amazon has traditionally used Prime Day, which starts on Monday, July 16th this year, as a chance to roll out deals on its branded electronic devices. So shop away. High fuel prices are becoming a big problem for airlines and could cause a headache for you if you're traveling. Delta Airlines cut its full-year earnings outlook today, a day after American Airlines warned that its costs and sales would be lower than expected last quarter. The culprit? Delta's fuel costs $654 million more in the second quarter than a year ago, and American said the increase in its fuel costs would be about $50 million more than it had expected. Higher oil prices lifted the average price of Delta's jet fuel by 39% during the spring. Prices are expected to continue to climb another 6% this quarter. Well, Papa John's still has a problem. Papa John's founder, John Shatner, is no longer board chairman after using a racial slur, but his image is still part of the pizza chain's logo, and he remains the company's largest shareholder. The situation illustrates the difficulty when companies are closely tied to a single person, and that might be something Papa John's needs to publicly distance itself further from Shatner after dealing with backlashes brought about his comments. However, the company manages its public image, Shatner is still enmeshed in the company. He owns nearly 30% of the shares and remains on the board even after ceding his role as chairman. And what are they going to do with all those pizza boxes with his face on them? Ouch. Well, as all green means go on Wall Street today, the major stock indexes rebounded as a rally in some of Wall Street's largest technology names carried the NASDAQ to an all-time high at the start of the corporate earnings season. The tech-heavy NASDAQ closed nearly 1.4% higher as Facebook and Amazon both rose to all-time highs. Microsoft and Alphabet hit intraday records today. Netflix, well, they didn't participate in the broad tech rally. They fell by more than 1%. The Dow gained 224 points with Cisco Systems and Intel leading. S&P 500 added almost 0.9% with tech and industrials outperforming. What happened to all the worries about the China strategy anyway? Those are erased from our memory apparently today. Equities rebounded from that steep sell-off yesterday, sparked by a potential escalation in a trade war between the United States and China. On Tuesday, the U.S. unveiled a list targeting $200 billion worth of Chinese goods for a 10% import tariff. Stocks, of course, fell sharply on the news, with the Dow snapping a four-day winning streak today. It was a different day. The Dow was up those 244 points to close at 24,924. The NASDAQ up by nearly 1.4% to close at a record 78,23. And the S&P 500 ended the day at 27,98. What else? Gold ticked up $2.70 to end at $12.47.10 an ounce. Oil fell fractionally to $70.33 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note is at 2.85%. When we come back, it's a small business spotlight on Great Vibrations with our friends Brooke Benscooter and her sister Ann Rowley. Stay with us. The business news continues.